Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test. This is just a test to see if we can work out a Skype caller for our special guest, Eric Glenn, who will be coming on with Teddy this week, if we can work through our Skype. Teddy and Eric Glenn are from England, and they are trying to join Angel Antics for this Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. You what? Oh, can't you get in trouble for that?
No. Oh, yeah, it's come out of thin air. So everybody can take tax service. I had a tax service that I bought the day before I quit, and I had it for like a week, and I never opened it. I said, oh, yeah, you can have it. I don't want to do that. That's against the law.
But you never paid for it? Mm-hmm. You hadn't paid for it? Right.
I didn't want it anymore. I basically, what I said was, so I'm not going to smoke it. I don't want to smoke it. But I can open it up and leave it here for when people to walk in and ask for cigarettes. It's like, oh.
Well, do you see? No, we're trying to work out to have somebody call in by Skype. It's not that. I can't pick them up. They have to be able to call me so I can pick up their voice on the phone. This guy wants to call in from England and he doesn't want to spend money to dial it.
Like a straight phone call, not a video call. Via Gmail. I can do it to you. I'll show you. Super easy.
Do they have Gmail in the United Kingdom?
It's fucking Google. Everybody has Google. Except for maybe North Korea, because only about 30 people have internet.
That's all?
They
must, not know anything. They must not know anything.
They don't have it. It's against the law.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, their people there must be just not know a lot of information. Because how much have we learned because we have the internet about the world? What I mean about the world, just different shit.
Yeah, we're a lot more worldly now.
Just, you know, even stupid people are more knowledgeable because they have the internet. Yeah. Well, about the names of countries around the world that you've never heard of before. No, they all changed.
That's true. Yeah. When they were in school, they were named something else.
Can I make this? Can I do something else on my phone?
Go to wherever you're going. I know when you're doing. Wait,
okay,
wait.
I'm there.
Stop. Let me show you before you do it.
I know how to go back to the phone call.
All you go to do what you're doing, and then when you're done with that, press home again and go like that. And it's right there. Doesn't change anything. All you got to do. And then when you're done,
I've never had anybody show me how to do.
Well, that's how I get around my phone. Especially because sometimes if you don't open it up back, if you don't open it back up that way, you don't have the other dots on my nails. That's where I kind of came in one day. I was like, you know, I make tools to do that, right? I was like, oh, I never really thought about it. I just use ballpoint pen. So,
wait, you give them in paint?
Yeah, no, I take the paint brush and I drop like a dollop of paint, and then I dip it in, and I don't know what other idea to ask you. They're really good. Thanks.
It might be best for 10. Dolly can get it.
Can I handle it?
Oh, yeah. We're getting trashed.
I've had stuff like this off and on. Sometimes
I'll
get
pulled off. I suspected you might.
Why?
Get psoriasis. Oh. Hi.
Hi,
who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Adasa. I just dialed the number and I got in. Wow.
Oh, well, actually, BC and I are on. She's trying to practice getting in through Skype because we have a special guest coming on Wednesday. So we're just kind of playing on the station to allow it to come in right now. You know,
That's great.
Yeah, we have a gentleman from England. His name is Eric Glenn. And we're actually going to do a 2 o'clock show.
Okay.
So join us back on this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. And we'll have a special guest. And he channels a gentleman named Teddy. All right?
Okay.
All right, wonderful. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Good afternoon, this is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. This is Linda. I didn't know you were going to take my call.
Hi, this is Jordan.
Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hi. DC and I are actually on here this afternoon trying to set up to figure out how to have a Skype caller come in. We actually weren't having a show. We were just kind of playing with it to try to get Skype callers to come in. We're hoping to have a gentleman from England come on Wednesday, and we're going to have the show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern, and we'll have a special guest called Eric Glenn, and he channels a friend of his called Teddy. And so if you'd join us for the show then, that would be awesome.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
All right. Okay, well, then see you then. Hopefully I'll talk to you then. All right. Bye-bye. Geez, I got 2 callers.
Can you mute that?
I don't know what I did with the one here. I thought I had one. Funny, I had 2 callers. We're not even having a fucking show. Hilarious, huh? We only allowed 2 hours a day.
Oh, a day?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's the plan we're on.
Oh, you pay for a site.
Yeah, you play for a site. If you want to have more shows a day for that, you got to pay big bucks.
This is my cell phone. I'm going to message Eric. He's on right now. I'm going to see if he can call in. So that's the number
okay.
that that's a number that's connected with my Skype, but unfortunately, it does call my cell phone, you know? So I'm just going to let them know that we're on.
Yeah, tell them I could call him if that doesn't cost him anything. Of course, if he has a pay-by-minute phone, you know, if he has a pay-by-minute phone.
Well, I'm asking him.
You tell him we were trying to work it out?
Yeah, I'm letting him know. So I'm going to try to see. And I'm just going to forward him the link. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I so swear he called before. See if he can dial in from Skype.
I'm asking him.
Well,
I'm asking.
You what?
I sent him a couple messages, so I'm waiting to see.
Yeah.
Well,
we only got 12 minutes left. I guess I should have opened the show up for a longer show.
Well, you know what? I wonder if we could all call back in or something. So
well, no, because we're only allowed one show a day.
Yeah. I mean, how many shows a week are we allowed to have?
Well, what? We can have one every day.
One a day, right?
Yeah, one a day up to 2 hours.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If we wasted a half hour, we could restart it, right?
I don't know.
I think you have
I don't know. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know what? Ask him, shit. I can't think of where it is. I think it might be in my Facebook.
Well, I'm on Facebook now, and I'm trying to send him the link.
What yeah,
is
but
going on? Freaky going on. There's something freaky going on.
What I'm saying is that he sent me his email address. Let me see if I can Skype him by his email address.
Yeah, see, that you should be able to do. That's what I'm saying. Definitely. That's a given. That you should be able to do. Okay.
Well, see, it's not an email address. It's a Skype address.
Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to see here. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just want to try to find him. Everything is acting screwy today, and I don't know why. Oh, my God.
It what?
This energy is like acting like crazy today, you know? Nothing's working right. Come on. My connection is slow, too, so that's why.
Your what is what?
My connection is still a little freaky. There's something wrong with it, you know? Okay, let's see. Okay.
Yeah, see, I could call him, though. If he could give me his phone number, I can call him.
Okay.
I have to be in the studio.
He's off the thing again. He went off. Okay. Let me see.
Is what?
Okay, there's an Eric Glenn. There's a couple Eric Glenns. It's Eric Glenn. I think it's ERIKA.GLYNN in lowercase one, and then it's comma Birmingham, United Kingdom. So if you look up his name, Eric Glenn, if you look it up on Skype, there's only one in the United Kingdom.
Well, I've got his Skype address. I just don't have his phone number for it.
You just hit the Skype address here.
The Skype address is JONESE 463, but it's not like it's an email address or a Gmail or anything.
I mean, his Skype contact is ERIKA glynn1, Birmingham, United Kingdom. So there's only one in the United Kingdom. But that might be it.
Yes, but I don't. But
yeah,
I don't have the ability to Skype anybody.
Yeah, well, I just sent him. I'll just ask him. Let me see. He's on again. What is your number? But I'm asking him what his number is.
Okay, yeah, because I do not have the ability to Skype anyone. I can email them or I can put in a phone number. That's it.
Okay, so hopefully he'll stay on. He's on. He just keeps popping on and off. I hope he stays on, though. What is your number? We will try to call you. We are signed in. So what, about 15 more minutes, Eileen?
No, 7.
Okay. That's the door. Oh, goodness. Freaking, I mean, he's on. I don't know what he's doing. I'm trying to get him. This is stupid. And for some reason, like, Blog Talk wasn't cooperating. I couldn't sign in via the, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me sign in.
See, because right now we're talking
signed in for 7 more minutes. So hold on, Eileen. He's typing on. So let me see if I can get a hold of him. Come on, Eric, please. Just type fast. It's just my Skype address, JONESE463. That's all
we don't have, cannot call Skype, only can email. If he has a Gmail, he can connect through Gmail.
Okay. Okay, need email, Gmail, or number. Okay, he's... God, this is like beat the clock. Come on, Eric. God, come on. He's typing slow. Come on, Eric. Okay, it's JONESE463@hotmail.com.
Okay. That's JANESE or J O?
No, it's Eric Jones. So it's JONESE. Say JONESE Jones. He has it JONESE463@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And it's all lowercase. I mean, I took a picture of it and I sent it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I already sent it. I just, you know, I already sent the invitation. I just don't know how it works.
Okay, so when you sent the invitation. Yeah, give him that, you know, that you sent it. Let me see what he's saying. Okay. This is bizarre.
Well, we only got 3 minutes, so we might not be able to work it out.
Yeah. I'm just seeing what he's saying here.
Only if I can either call him.
Okay, so Skype question, what name? So it would be Angel Antix?
Yeah.
What would be the name?
The name of our...
Skype.
First of all, his Skype is Jones463.
Yeah, J-O-N-E-S-E. 463@hotmail.com.
Right. But his Skype name is that also, except for not hotmail.com.
Okay, I'm not sure that's his email, Eileen. you know.
It is his email and it is his Skype name.
Right. It could, yeah, it could very well be, but he's wondering what
it is.
You
gave
know.
It to me. He gave it to me the other day. He gave it to me the other day.
Okay, but he's asking us what our name is on Skype. I mean, it's very easy to see what invitations you got, so I don't know what our name is on Skype.
We're not on Skype. We do not have the ability to Skype.
So we sent it via the email, right?
Yeah, it's an invitation. I don't know. We're down to a minute and a half. It looks like we're just not going to be able to use him because we can't. I don't have to Skype somebody off of this.
You know, we have to. Maybe we could ask. I could ask Barbara or something, and somebody like if they have ever used it, because I'm not sure myself. I mean, he should know how to do this. I don't know.
Right. Right, and then you know he'll just if we can find out from somebody else how to Skype on Blog Talk, then we can have him on. But if not, then I guess it won't work out.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, honey.
We're at the end of our show. All right. Okay. Give it a try. All right. Bye.